Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Elmont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Go back to Calvary. Romans 5:6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Good news there. Christ did not die in order to make God love us, but because He did love us. He did love His people. The cruel cross is a supreme demonstration of divine love. Christian listener, wherever you are tempted to doubt the love of God for you, go back to Calvary. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What a message. And that came from theologian, preacher Arthur Pink. Romans 8:31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? What a testimony to the sovereign power of God's grace. Nothing can prove a hindrance to the all-powerful grace of Jehovah. If God be for a man, nothing shall stop God from saving that man. Yes, this is true, say some, providing the man is willing to be saved. What? You mean to say that grace so powerful that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, a love so powerful that not anything created, neither angel nor Satan, neither death nor life, neither present nor future, can withstand His determination, can nonetheless be halted by the stubborn will of a sinful man? Such a thought is laughable on the very face of it. My will cannot so much as stop a toothache from making me miserable. Shall I then stop the living God from doing anything He wants to do? It is only the puffed-up arrogance of sinful men that accounts His will not of any effect. Many times my foolish will has worked against my eternal soul, but God was for me and overrode my will. Even though I would not, He would, and His grace prevailed in all things, including my will, to work them together for my eternal salvation. Truly, if God be for a man, who can prevail against Him? It would require prevailing against Almighty God Himself. And that message was from preacher Joseph Terrell. True love to Christ. A reading from Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindnesses have I drawn thee. The Lord Jesus possesses all kinds of loveliness, compacted into one perfect loveliness. All perfections blended to make one perfection. Every sweet concocted and distilled to make one perfect sweetness. Oh, how one longs for but a moment, moment's sight of Christ in glory. One might be content to have only a dry crust and to lie in an underground dungeon for the rest of one's life, if one might but gaze on His blessed face for once and hear Him say, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Those who truly love the Savior wish to know all that can be known about him. True love likes to become familiar with the object of its affection. Its heart is set upon the object. It studies it and can never know it too well or too closely. True love to Christ thinks of him from morning till night. It is glad to be released from other thoughts that it may follow only its one darling pursuit. True love to Christ seeks to get to him, to live with him, to live upon him, and thus to know him so intimately that things which were unobserved and passed over the first stand out in clear light to the increased joy and delight of the contemplative mind. If you have but a spark of love for Jesus in your heart, Jesus has a furnace of love for you in his heart. Outstanding. That was from Charles Spurgeon. A reading from Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Fear not, God says, for I am near, your ever-present Lord. This is a message full of cheer, sweet comforts to afford. The Lord redeemed and set us free. No law have we to dread. Upon the cross of Calvary, Christ suffered in our stead. He called us by his sovereign grace, proclaimed that thou art mine. Reserved for us a heavenly place above the stars that shine. Yes, he is present, always near, God with us evermore. There is no need to ever fear or worry any more. Believing Christ is what a child of God does. Every person is directed to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, yet the unregenerate have no ability to do what is required. Christ declared in John 6:44, No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Those who are born of the Spirit, however, do come to Christ. We do believe the gospel. In fact, we must believe. We cannot help but believe, and it is impossible for us to stop believing, because the spiritual life created within us is a life that will not and cannot die. Know this, faith is not a one-time act. It is the continual persuasion of a soul that has been persuaded by the Holy Spirit that Christ is all. He is all to be known, all to be trusted, all to be worshipped. And the Master said in John 5:23, He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Such is the effectual work of grace within us, that we see in Christ the glory of God, and we must look to him for salvation. The psalmist said, O taste and see that the Lord is good. And ever since we have tasted the sweetness of his person, his grace, his forgiveness, and his righteousness, everything else tastes better. Child of God, could you ever stop being a needy sinner who is dependent upon an omnipotent Savior? Could you ever stop believing Christ? Could you ever stop looking to him for righteousness? The Holy Spirit will not let us leave Christ, and neither will the grace and love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts. For a child of God, a forsaking of the Son is something that is impossible. It's written in John chapter 6, verses 66 through 69, From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus to the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe, and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. All the people of God are content to be known of Christ, and to be united to Christ, and saved by his bloody sacrifice. We understand from the Word of God, we are complete in him. That's Colossians 2:10. That was from Preacher Jim Bird of 13th Street Baptist Church, located in Ashland, Kentucky, USA. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. The Master also says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world today to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Sitkenu. Bless the name, Baruch Hashem. If you are led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to the website wwcr.com and get their address to send donations, your physical address, that is. Please remember to indicate that it's for the storm warning broadcast. Of interest here, there are tens, hundreds of millions of poor folks that don't have modern equipment, but they do have the old-fashioned, inexpensive radios, and that's how they're able to listen to the storm warning gospel message. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated. In doing so, you are propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world and to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the soon-coming Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings unto those that fear him in his holy name. Talk about a glorious future, people! If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write, assuming you have a way to send email. My address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com, and please indicate what country you're from, what life is like, where you live, and I'll be curious how the reception was on your radio. The address to write, again, is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com, and I really look forward to writing you back. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Kings, Lord of Lords, King of Saints, and King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.